Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Empty here. Dalton protected well. Fires tipped, and it's going to be picked off in the end zone. David Long Jr. comes down with it. Rolling left after the fake. He's going to air it out. Deep downfield. Has a man open. And it's caught at the 15-yard line by Van Jefferson. And he gets up and rumbles to the end zone. Matthew Stafford with a bomb. He's got the great arm. We know that. And then Jefferson makes the catch, rolls over, doesn't get touched, and takes it in. Walton under pressure. Ball comes out. Is it a fumble or not? It won't matter, really, because it's fourth down.
That's what Stafford does so well.
No huddle here. Stafford, again, is going to air it out. Deep downfield, wide open. A flag is down. That's Cooper Kupp. There's a flag down at the 35-yard line. The Bears already signaling it's against the Rams. Meanwhile, Fields in the game with the play clock was right down to zero. Here goes Fields. Can he get in? Yes, he can. Anderson, and he will get into the end zone. Like I said, maybe at the top, a match made in heaven. We're going to find out. Here's Cooper Kupp. And Kupp still on his feet, breaking tackles. At the motion, looks toward Kupp, comes back the other way, and that is caught for the touchdown.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So we all witness an ass kicking at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. There's a lot to unpack. We will get to all of it. Good morning to you, Jonathan Hood, my friend, my partner. It was great to hear you Friday on White Sox baseball. We'll talk about your experience later on in the show.
Yes.
Danny, Jeff, JR's got the day off. And that was a travesty in California. Travesty. I don't understand it. How can you be in salary cap hell and run that roster out there? That's first and foremost. I don't get it. What do you think?
Well, what I think is what we saw is a football team that seems, especially early, like they were not ready to play. Especially early, right? Especially the defense. The defense realized that it's week one of the NFL season. It's go time. It didn't look like that they were ready to go. And that's the thing that's so disappointing. Again, I look at this football team and say there's a lot of positives on this team, on the roster, but they don't come together like they should, especially offensively. But the defense, though, is the thing I've been telling you about all summer, I've been concerned with. As you tell me about Fields and Dalton on the defensive side, I'm concerned. I'm concerned that the offense at some point is going to get better and the defense is going to get worse.
Okay, there's a few things here to unpack, and I agree with what you said. The problem was not Andy Dalton last night. He was okay. Mm-hmm. The problem is, what does he do that Justin Fields can't do? And if you tell me that there was something that Andy Dalton did in that game that Justin can't do, then we got bigger problems. And I'm telling you that there isn't anything. First and goal at the two. Why would you take... I'm going to have a stroke in here. Why would you bring Justin in, allow him to throw a pass, get the ball down to the 1.5, 2-yard line? Hoodie, a blind man could tell you, boy, if you have a mobile quarterback at the 2-yard line, man, that stresses the defense. Why don't we RPO him? Why don't we roll him out? Why don't we decoy this and let him do that? No, we bring Andy Dalton back into the game after one play, and he gets picked off in the freaking red zone. That's not what you were brought here to do. That's A. B, what is Justin Fields gaining by handing the Marquise Goodwin on an end around? What? Explain to me what that does for his confidence. Hey, man, go in and run the end around and then come right back out of the game. The first pass, nice. The touchdown, nice. The other three plays, handoffs, what is that game?
Ultimately, this is why I don't like the two-quarterback system. What did we just talk about last week?
Yeah.
I said that's for Saturdays. Even though you saw that around the league where it worked for Trey Lance and it worked for a couple other quarterbacks, my point is that if you're going to have Justin Fields in the game, he probably should start, right? Right. I mean, listen, as I've been telling you all summer, I said if you want to start Andy Dalton, that's up to you. But to have Fields in there just to appease the fans or appease the team, that's not the way you do business.
Thank you. You know what? I watched that post game last night. You'll hear from Matt here in a little bit. I watched it last night over at TV, and this is not just me. All of those guys said the exact same thing, whether they were an NFL coach, Wani, or a player, Olin, Alex, Lance. Matt stood up there like, hey, man, we'll talk to Sean about his defense. My offense? Hey, man, we ran the ball, so shut up. Don't tell me I don't run the ball. Oh, you wanted a cookie? Here's a cookie for you kids. I gave you Justin Fields for five plays. Really? That's what where we're at now? There is no reason Justin Fields is not the starting quarterback of that team. If you told me Andy Dalton was taking the ball and going through his progressions and really making intelligent throws down the field and, hey, man, they just lost to a better team. Okay, I get it. There was not one thing Andy Dalton did where you looked at it and went, well, the kid can't do that yet.
Well, with Andy Dalton, what I saw is what I've been seeing over the last 10, 15 years, and that is trying to throw the ball down the field 5 yards or 10 yards. No real deep shots down the field. So how's that any different from Mitch? How's that any different from Kyle Orton? How's that any different from other quarterbacks that we've seen? Again, what I want to see is something dynamic offensively. And the only thing that we saw dynamic offensively is that you actually gave Justin Fields the opportunity to run in there and score. Now, maybe Dalton doesn't do that. Fields does. But the point is, though, is that you're not taking advantage of the speed of Goodwin or Allen Robinson or Cole Kmet. Yeah, he got five receptions, good for 42 yards. But the point is that third quarter, I mean, it took forever for the Bears to even get seven on the board. And again, you like them matriculating the ball down the field. But Cap, you saw Stafford on the other side. He took big shots. He made big plays with Cooper Kupp. I mean, that's the NFL. The five and dime and taking time off the clock is fine, but that's not where we are offensively in the NFL. Teams do take shots down the field, and so it was very, very conservative by the Bears. The only thing that was dynamic about the Bears' offense is David Montgomery. That dude wants it. That guy is hungry. Beast. Just like he picked up right where he was from last year. He was hungry and was running the football 108 yards for 16 carries, and that's great. But that's not where the NFL is. You also, not only you have to run the football, but take shots. And the Bears did not do that.
Okay, so here's one that really, really irritated me. In the postgame, Matt was asked about, you didn't take any chances down the field. Even if you don't complete it, please take a couple shots. Just stretch the defense. Just make them even think that's you correct. Might have an inkling of going down the field.
That's correct.
And he said, well, actually, we had a double move on. This is Matt Nagy on the double move, and then I want your thoughts on this.
Some of it's just a feel of where you're at, and you know, where things offensively, that one play when he had that, when Aaron had that sack, we had a double move out there, and it was a little pump play, and he made a play. That's what he does. And so sometimes there's a risk reward when you take a shot that can happen at times. And if that doesn't happen, then maybe we have a guy and we hit it down the sideline. But that's what you're dealing with when you play this team. You know, that's kind of what I was getting to the other day with Aaron. You know, you can contain him, but then at a crucial point, because I still felt like we were moving the ball and getting into the, you know, big red zone. But then he made that play, and it made it second and forever, and then third and forever, and then, you know, trying to go for it on four. So,
okay, so here's my question. when James Daniels, who I think is the best offensive lineman on that team and is a beast, when James Daniels was asked to go one-on-one with Aaron Donald on the 41-yard run early in the game, first play.
Right. Great play.
He won at the point of attack. You're not going to win against Aaron Donald all the time. Mm-hmm. He did. Go back and run the tape. When the coach's tape comes out tomorrow on the Game Pass NFL app, go back and watch. He gets his hands into him. Bam! There goes David Montgomery. So why, if you're running a double move, you're desperate late in the game, are you not blocking him with James Daniels or doubling him? It's Cody White here by himself, and he gets destroyed.
And that's the play he's talking about at the end of the game, right? The one sack that Donald had?
Correct.
That's what he's referring to. What about the other three quarters? Why is it just that one? That's the only play that he's talking about? Well, there was a double move. What about the other opportunities to take shots down the field?
Correct. Even if the defense isn't giving you a look where you go, we should take a shot. Take a shot. You got a veteran guy there you're paying $10 million to. Andy, I want to just stretch the defense here on first and 10, second 10, second and 3, whatever it is. And if it's not there, throw the thing 40 rows deep. I don't care. They have to at least think we're thinking about it.
I want to make sure it's very clear. When we talk about Andy Dalton versus Justin Fields, it's something that we've talked about all in the preseason, and here we are, right? We did get a chance to see some of Justin Fields' cap, but here's the point. Can Justin Fields play in the secondary? Can he play corner? Can he do that? Because that's where you need talent. At the quarterback position, I really feel this way, we will see Fields out there the lion's share of the time. But my concern is, even if Justin Fields is all world and he gives you everything that you're looking for, I'm concerned that the defense won't hold up their end of the bargain. I mean, it was a team loss yesterday, right? It wasn't so horrible, but what I'm saying is that I don't like the trend. Now, maybe coming up on Sunday, it'll get better, but when we look at the offense, I can't say I was surprised, because we saw this last year, right? Conservative play calling, running the football, you know, very strong with Montgomery, which is great. But, Cap, you have to be able to have playmakers, right? You see Allen Robinson's agent pretty pissed off because his guy can't get into the mix more often offensively. You see the tweet?
Oh,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, 16 more weeks of this,
yeah,
and he'll be gone.
Correct.
Pretty much.
We'll read you that tweet from his agent, Brandon Parker. We'll get into all of it. Your calls, 312-332-3776. 312-332-3776. I want to give you another play where the great Andy Dalton, because he has to be on the field on a fourth down, completely foobarred the play. 312-332-3776. He's Hoodie. I'm Cap. Be right back. Take that. Finally, the world is regaining momentum. First Midwest Bank is here to make sure customers are building their momentum, too. First Midwest has stayed close to their clients throughout the pandemic, helping local businesses secure more than 11,000 PPP loans worth nearly $1.85 billion, preserving thousands of jobs. As you make plans for your business in a still uncertain 2021, know that First Midwest Bank has ideas that can help. Learn more at firstmidwest.com/commercial lending. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
The one thing that the argument I'll make in favor of Justin Fields right now,
yep,
when they do some of those read option plays, the best player I thought on this offense tonight was David Montgomery. So if you're going to build around David Montgomery in the running game, the idea that a Justin Fields, if he pulls that ball out and takes it out to the edge like he did on that touchdown, now the defense has to play and respect that, which opens more holes for David Montgomery inside.
Interesting stuff on the broadcast last night. Again, my question to all of you, Hoodie and I both, I think, are on the same page here. What does Andy Dalton do that Justin can't do right now, today? Because on fourth down and 4, with 7:19 left in the first quarter, fourth and 4, just go back and watch it. They go for it at the Ram 40-yard line, 39-yard line. and Cole Kmet is running completely unfettered across the middle. Wide open. There is no one. You talk about social distancing. I mean, there's no one near him, and he never sees him. And, I mean, he's right over the middle, like right in front of him.
Yeah, it's an incomplete pass to Robinson. Ramsey was all over Robinson. Ramsey might have gotten there early. I'm not sure. I think it might have been it was a bang-bang play, but that was an incomplete pass, fourth and four, on that particular play early in the first. But, and by the way, boy, the Bears were awful, were dreadful on fourth down. Boy, and it's just typical NFL, right? Well, other teams are going for it on fourth down, so we're going to do that too. But nothing more egregious than the fourth down and 14 play. You recall this, right?
Yes.
Instead of going for the field goal, he decides, we've not been very good on fourth down, so we're just going to go for a fourth and long. Really, with Andy Dalton? How do you think that's going to fare? You haven't thrown the football down the field all game, and now you want to do this on fourth and 14.
Here's the one thing I would say to you, and I'm not disagreeing with you, but there was how much time left in the game at that point? 9-something?
But you had zero confidence that he was going to get the job done.
No question.
Zero.
But I also had zero confidence because you needed three scores if you took a field goal there. You needed two more scores. You'd be 10 down. You had zero chance of getting two more scores. Zero. Yeah,
especially with this offense, that is for sure. Again, I liked what I saw in the third quarter where they were, you know, again, five and dime it down the field, but nothing more important to me than David Montgomery, man. That guy really, really wants it. I enjoy a guy that plays with a ruthless aggression with balls, and David Montgomery was doing that. I wish that the offense overall had the same testicular fortitude that Montgomery's had.
Did you also see... He's got an extra gear. He said, I've come in, I changed my training, I'm in the best shape of my life. That 41-yard run, he showed you an extra gear.
Burst. Oh, sure.
Bam!
Sure. Doesn't mind the contact either, by the way. I don't know what the numbers is on that, but when someone tries to tackle him and he breaks through the tackle, he's going for more. Those are hard yards, Cap. Those are hard yards.
He had the one where they tackle him behind the line and he still was able to turn it into a 3-yard gain. He ran through Aaron Donald's tackle on the touchdown.
Yeah, that's heart right there.
Heart.
That's heart from Montgomery. But it's just, and so coming up for the next game, what is it that we're going to see different from Andy Dalton and the offense that we hadn't already seen? They were trying to make sure they didn't turn it over. But, of course, that first play, that first sequence for the Bears offensively, I mean, they had it going, man. It made you feel good in that first quarter. You're settling in. You're watching the game like, oh. Nice long run in the red zone. Here we go. And then, boom, interception. It gives you a really sour feeling early in the game when you see that interception.
This is Matt Nagy on the Dalton interception in the end zone. Keep in mind, folks, it was first and goal at the 2.
You know, the kid tipped the ball, and it made a great catch, too. So, but the big picture for us is, okay, we have a big run to start the game. You have a 41-yard run. You get down there, the tempo's going, you're good to go. It's 3rd and 1, and then boom, penalty, right? And now all of a sudden you look up, and you don't even get 3 points. They get the ball. So that's where I think we got to grow, and it helps momentum wise. It helps you, and when you come out with nothing. But we also talked about this was going to be a slugfest early on in the first quarter. We talked about there's going to be some punches thrown, and how do you react to it? And so, coming in at halftime, 13-7, the way the first half went, we were okay with that. We wanted to come out now and finish the 3rd and 4th, and that's what we didn't do. So we got to get better there.
Okay, Hoodie. I mean, the defense looks awful, awful. How in the H does a player catch a long pass, first of all, wide ass open, and then falls down, and Eddie Jackson, Tayshaun Gibson, nobody reaches out and touches him? These are not rookies. Lance Briggs said last night, yeah, I was a rookie. I was like, oh, God, that's right. You're not down. Because in college or high school, you're down.
Yeah.
If you could be running by yourself down the field, you trip and fall, you're down right there. You don't have to be touched.
You got to make that adjustment from college to pros when you're a rookie.
So Lance said, as a rookie, one time it happened to him, and Lovey aired him out about it. And he said, never again. Eddie Jackson is one of the highest paid players at his position in the league. Eddie Jackson struts around, now we got a real quarterback, right, Bob. Stop yourself. That guy is on a milk carton. He He plays like social distancing's a thing on the field.
Honest to God, Cap, does he like tackling? Does he like contact? This is not, I'm not trying to make a joke here.
I agree.
I'm asking the question, like, does he enjoy contact? Gibson and Jackson on that play where Jefferson scores a touchdown. First of all, a great bootleg to the left by Stafford. But then be able to get that touchdown. Jefferson, he was like, I'm down. They didn't touch me. I'm going to get up and score. How does that not happen? How do you not, at least, I guess, by osmosis, just by football instinct, to just put a hand on him?
Correct.
Just to make sure that he's down, to allow him to just catch the ball, stop, drop, and roll, and then go to the end zone. That's embarrassing, man.
Embarrassing.
I mean, and we can go back to preseason, talk about the fundamentals and all these things, but again, football instincts. Whether you're out there for a quarter for the preseason or not, these things are supposed to just be something you're supposed to know from a football standpoint.
Correct. The true indictment on that play to me is, it's look, if you watch as Van Jefferson falls to the turf at the 15-yard line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Jackson is slowing down, and his hand is out. So he knows he needs to touch the Rams wide receiver. He clearly does. If you watch it, you can see his hand comes out. He's about to touch him down. The problem is, Eddie Jackson is slowing down. It's an absolute indictment on his effort on that play. He got beat. The secondary got beat, right? And he fails to do his job. New number, same Eddie Jackson who doesn't like to tackle.
I mean, without joking with you, I don't even understand how you don't at least touch the guy. And it just makes the here's I want to make sure it's very clear. Cap and I have been talking about this team for months, this Bears team, and trying to figure out the good and the bad, what needs to get better, what seems like it's a sure thing for this football team. I'm hoping every Monday that I am wrong about some of the things that I say, and here's why. If I say, Cap, I'm really concerned about the defense, I'm really concerned about the secondary, I'm hoping that it could turn around a whole 180 and say, you know what, actually you're wrong. Actually, we can get it done, and we actually can make plays. I'm coming in here on Monday, I'm like, boy, I'm justified on everything that we talked about with this Bears defense. This team is one thing to look at the offense, but if the defense is not doing their job, this is not going to work at all. I mean, the offense has been a work in progress for years, clearly, right?
Right.
But the thing that you and I can always have solace in after every game, boy, that defense gave a good effort. That defense held up their end of the bargain. Usually it's the offense that lets down. But this defense here is just, that won't get it done. The idea that I still can't identify what Khalil Mack did on the field is bad. I mean, look at the numbers. One tackle? Come on now. I mean, so we're going to say, well, he was double teamed the entire. No, he was not double teamed the entire time. He was not. Whatever the excuse, whatever the reason, he has to make plays. Quinn, a half sack. He's got to make plays. Stafford, once again, clean uniform. You know why? Didn't get after the quarterback enough.
Yeah, actually, Quinn had a couple pressures. Quinn was okay. He also got, do you remember the play where Stafford, I don't know if it was a busted play. Stafford's rolling. Now he's going to roll that was left. Quinn goes right by him.
Yep.
Literally goes right by him. Whoa!
Right.
That's the quarterback with the ball.
Right. And Stafford, by the way, he's learning on the job too, by the way. I've never seen him run that much. He's running the Rams offense because he's doing end arounds and he's trying to be able to roll out so he can be able to see the field better. It's different for him too, but it worked out well enough for the Rams to beat the Bears last night.
Folks, here's the other thing. Ryan Pace has left you in salary cap hell. Hell. I want to know how in the...
Come on now.
H.
Careful.
Trying to be careful. How in the H you are in salary cap hell and that's your roster? I like Jalen Johnson. I thought he was okay last night.
He's a kid.
Right.
And now he's a veteran of that corner.
And I think he's going to be a good player.
Yeah.
I love Roquan Smith. Really, really good player. When your other starting linebacker, your options are an aging Danny Trevathan, who's now on injured reserve, or a guy who was vacationing in Chicago, Alec Ogletree. He wasn't here to go to camp. I don't know if people are aware. He was here to visit a team, former teammate, mm-hmm. a friend from college, who happens to be on the Bears. Oh, Ogletree's in town? See if he wants to come try out. And guess what? You know what we judged him on? He had 5 or 6 interceptions in camp. From us! Oh!
Yeah.
And he started last night.
How many times you heard number 44? And not necessarily in a good way. He's a Georgia guy. He's my guy. But, I mean, he was drafted 2013 as a first-round draft pick. I mean, that's not going to work.
How about we had he got an unsportsmanlike penalty?
That's correct.
Akeem Hicks, I think, had a late hit to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Akeem Hicks had another penalty. Clean this garbage up. It was embarrassing last night to be on the national stage and looking that's our team. Like, I so look forward to Bears football. Love.
Sure.
Sundays, Bears. That looks like a 5-12 team to me. It does.
Yeah. I don't like what I saw defensively from this football team. I just don't. I just wish that more players had the kind of temerity and the kind of gumption like David Montgomery. You know, that's what I saw. Roquan Smith played well. There's a number of Bears that played well, but again, ultimately, what did you see in the first quarter? Zippo offensively. Again, nothing. You're down 10-0. You're already behind the eight ball. 10-0 after the first. And then you're just pedestrian offensively as far as trying to get the ball down the field. Cap, I told you this, I think, a couple of weeks ago. I said, you know, it's funny. You watch you're in the Sunday night game, right? And from 12 to 7, you're watching good offenses. Even with teams are not very good, you see offenses taking shots down the field. A more dynamic offense than what you see from the Bears. It's like you watch football from 12 to 7, then you turn the Bears on and go, oh, God. Right?
You're correct.
A complete 180 from most teams in the NFL as far as them taking shots down the field and being dynamic offensively.
Well, at least we're going to get a hot... Oh, wait a minute. We traded our draft pick again.
That's correct.
312-332-3776. You'll hear more from Matt Nagy. You'll hear from Justin Fields. That's all coming up after the break. Be right back. College football fans, after an off season that felt a little more off than usual, Fansville and Dr. Pepper invite you to celebrate because college football's back, and so are the fans. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year again. The season of Saturdays, when rivalries run deep, and nacho cheese dip runs even deeper. So crack open an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, warm up your cornhole-tossing arm, and return to glory with an all-new season of Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Great job by the team being able to get the win tonight. The Bears are a really tough outfit. We can certainly build on this, but Matthew did a great job leading the way offensively.
Oh, it was awesome. You know, it was a complete team win. Obviously, our defense did a great job getting the ball back for us a couple times, three or four times, felt like. You got my future in your hand.
We were able to get some explosives. What a play by Van Jefferson to be able to get up, have the awareness to finish that.
Stafford under center with Henderson is single back. Sets his feet and launches. Back deep right. It's caught at the 20. Van Jefferson stumbling to the turf. He was not touched. He gets up. He gets in. Touchdown, LA!
Social distancing from Eddie Jackson, Tayshaun Gibson, and the Bears secondary. That's exactly what that was.
Well, we're not supposed to get within 6 feet of them. You know it's COVID, right?
No! It's a football game! Guy's down, you touch him. What do you want? Ridiculous. It's going to be a long season, folks. I hate to tell you that. Brutal.
At highlight courtesy of our ESPN LA 710, as you heard from Sean McVay, the head coach for the Rams, kind of breaking down that play. Yeah, I just don't understand how Jefferson scores that touchdown and you don't touch him. You know, Jackson, Gibson, how does that not happen? Yeah, that just kind of a microcosm of the night for the Bears.
So let's hear from a little more from Matt Nagy, because you saw, you know, Fields get five reps, and Matt said, well, the game dictated. He could have got less. He could have got more. Handing off for an end around to Marquise Goodwin that lost 3 yards. What does that do for Justin Fields? Here's Matt.
I think that there's it's when and how you do it. You know, you got to have a little feel to it and see. But again, there's you got to have a why as to how you do it. And I think we didn't really know the exact amount of plays that it would be. Could have been more, could have been less. But once we got behind a couple scores there in the fourth quarter, we knew it was going to probably limit a few of his stuff.
Yeah, well, the end-around play that you're talking about is something that's just part of the Nagy playbook, right? You got to have some negative plays in there. Why have positive plays in that playbook, Cap?
Correct.
Well, I have that. I mean, that's the Cordarrelle Patterson play from last year. It's one of my least favorite plays from Matt. Again, it's the old Kansas City system without the Kansas City players.
Correct.
Once again, and I would imagine, and I'm trying to give him a little bit of benefit of the doubt, those plays are supposed to be for Tariq Cohen, who we have not seen, right? We did not see him last year. We, of course, he's out again on the pup list. So I guess those little gadget plays are supposed to be for Tariq. But again, Tariq's not the one that's running those plays. Stop running that play. Again, it's about trying to get vertical, go down the field. These teams defensively, don't watch the Bears game. Just watch other teams. These teams are so fast on the edge, Cap. This whole thing that you think you're going to run a college offense by throwing it to the sideline and think you're going to get run after the catch. These guys are so fast. You're not getting the 10 or 15 yards you think you're going to get unless you're special like some of the other good teams like Kansas City.
Jalen Ramsey is a linebacker in a defensive back position. Mm-hmm. His body is insane. He blankets you. You know that the Rams went 5 consecutive years without a number one pick. 5.
It's amazing.
Everyone goes, you can't keep trading your picks. Well, all I know is Jalen Ramsey's an all-pro. Aaron Donald is the best defensive player in this generation. Not just now. Mm-hmm. For years. He's phenomenal. Okay. Well, what about us? Khalil Mack? Khalil Mack looks lost out there. Quinn, $70 million, 30 guaranteed. Stop. Stop.
Yeah.
Eddie Jackson. Eddie Jackson. Stop worrying about his
time. We got ourselves real quick. You know what I'm saying?
He's got to play. He's got to play better.
Let's go, man.
Like, here's the thing about the Kyle Fuller deal. I saw Kyle out there as so I was watching a little of the Broncos game, too, against the Jets. If you feel like Kyle Fuller's not effective anymore, you want to get younger at that position, that's fine. But not having an answer to replace Kyle Fuller, that's a problem, right?
Agreed.
Like you could have kept Kyle and just been more fiscally responsible in your position if you're Ryan Pace. But if you can't find someone younger and more and better on the other side of Jalen Johnson, then what's the point of all of this? It was my concern coming in, and my concerns came true in a big way.
Okay, so last night, Brandon Parker, and if you want to follow him on Twitter, it's worth your follow, at B. Parker. Mm-hmm. Brandon Parker is the agent for Allen Robinson and wildly connected in the league. I believe his late father, Eugene, was one of the great agents of all time. Mm-hmm. Brandon Parker tweets this after the game. All it says is 16 more games. He was responding to Dan Wiederer, who put, if you're still up for it, 3-word reviews. And he gets a few hundred comments.
Sure.
Brandon Parker, 16 more games.
He's speaking for his client, Allen Robinson.
Correct.
And if you're Allen Robinson, there's frustration. And the one thing I'll give Allen Robinson credit, at that position, you usually get, you know, players are bitching and moaning, the wide receiver, just like, give me the damn ball. I should be able to pay more dividends for the team. Allen Robinson has said nothing. And you know what? And hats off to him, because he if anyone wants to complain, it should be him. He's thinking, man, I was at Jacksonville and I didn't get the ball enough. You know, again, and now with the Bears, I should be able to do more offensively. And he can't. He's there. You know, he's catching 10-yard passes, 5-yard passes. I mean, he's a better wide receiver than that. The reason why that there's always this wonder, like, is Robinson a top 10 receiver? Is he top 15 receiver? Well, he can't be top 10 on a regular basis with this offense. How can he be top 10 if he can't get down the field and make big splash plays? Bears don't make big splash plays down the field.
I can't get past, how in the hell are you in salary cap hell to the degree that they are, one of the lowest amounts of cap room, and that's the defense you're running out there?
Well, wait. The defense that they're running out there from a name standpoint, most teams would take. Who wouldn't want Khalil Mack? Who wouldn't want Robert Quinn? Who wouldn't want Hicks? When Goldman's healthy, who wouldn't want those guys? There's some people I was listening to coming in nationally that says Bears defense is dominant. They just had a bad night. That's out of town stupid. You don't realize that this defense is not as effective as it was 3 years ago.
You're correct.
So it's not.
Out of town stupid.
So I'll ask you this, too. So one of the big talking point coming in, and it is big and it has been for years now, the offensive line. What's your letter grade for the offensive line, Cap, overall, for everything that you saw? protection for Fields and Dalton, the as far as they're allowing the run to happen over 100 yards rushing for Montgomery. How would you characterize the offensive line overall?
I would probably give the offensive line last night a C. You did run for 100 and whatever yards, so I will give you credit that you did run for over 100 yards. I think they had 22 run plays, 16 of them to David Montgomery, who was out for a while because he dislocated a finger, it looked like, and they popped it back in, and he came back into the game. So I'll give you credit for that. Till late in the game, Aaron Donald did not have a sack.
That's a positive.
That's a positive. I'll give them a C.
Ooh, tough grader.
Maybe C plus, maybe.
Tough grader.
But we did our grades on the post game on TV last night.
Yeah.
And I wish I could revise my grades. I had some D's in there. The only thing I gave a decent grade to was special teams.
You're just pissed off. And like you are right now. I get it.
Right. Special teams, you had a big return at the start of the game. You didn't try any field goals, so I can't grade you on that. You didn't give up any real long returns. You were fine. You're okay. I'll give you a decent grade there. Coaching? Matt stood at that podium. He was calm. He was friendly. He was smiling. Hey, man, we thought the offense was going up and down the field. Stop. Stop. You got 14 GD points.
I get it.
14. That means your offense was lousy last night. Lousy.
I thought the offensive line was no worse than a B+, B-, in that you're dealing with injuries. You're already all down to Wilkinson on the left side.
It's your fourth left tackle.
Yeah.
Fourth.
You got him out there, and then Peters is out there. He's down. Borum is down. I thought that the offensive line played well enough for the Bears to win. But, only time that Dalton was really in trouble is when he held the ball too long. And Fields, again, I hate the shovel pass. Like that's what he's in there for, just to flick it off to Robinson. I didn't like that.
You had the shovel pass. You had the end around to Goodwin.
Yeah,
he completed two passes. One was short, and one was 9 yards down at the 2 yard line
to Goodwin in the first.
And
quarter.
Then the fifth play was he ran it in for a touchdown.
Yeah.
So please explain to me what it is Andy Dalton does. He doesn't stretch the defense because he didn't go downtown. 0 for 1 over 10 yards. Didn't try one over 20 yards. What does Andy Dalton bring to the team and the offense? I have no problem with him. Put him in the room. All of that. What does he bring to the offense that Justin Fields is not ready to do? Because there was not one freaking play in that game that he ran that you went, okay, Justin has to learn that. He didn't stand back there, go through his progressions. 1, 2, 3, back there. None of that.
Right. As I told you, don't worry. Justin will have the lion's share of the time back there. And I remember I told you that? Like, you won't like it initially, but Fields will be out there. Trust me.
Yeah.
He'll be out there.
If they lose to the Bengals, I don't know when they get a win.
Yeah.
I don't know. 312-332-3776. And we will play Justin Fields. You got to hear him right after this.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Oh, hi there, and welcome to Letters with George. I'm owner George, and Ryan and Matt are football guys, and the boys lost a tough one against the Rams. I'm still in L.A., and we're going to board the plane and come back to Chicago. I don't have any letters to read, unfortunately, from you, the great Bears fan. So I feel like I should write a letter of my own to Matt and just leave it on the seat for him on the plane. Dear Matt, you know I don't like to meddle. But the boys gave a great effort. But I just want you to know, Mom's pissed. I don't like the medal. but I think that Marshall Fields should have had more time on the field. He had a couple of nice plays out there. But I know that you and Ryan know best. And you know what? I don't like to meddle. But the defense looked like the Swiss cheese on my pastrami sandwich. And by the way, pastrami and Swiss, $20 here at the stadium. It's unbelievable. Anyway, good luck next Sunday. I don't like to meddle, but go Bears. Okay, I'll just send this over and get this ready. I'll just slide it on his seat. That's what I'll do.
McCaskey!
Oh, no. It's Stan Kroenke of the Rams. Hi, Stan.
Well, you know, a deal's a deal.
No, not that deal. Can't we do this some other time?
Now, listen, McCaskey. If you lost, you'd get a wet willy from me.
I don't know if I really want that.
Well, you're going to have to do this.
No.
Yes.
No.
Well, good luck next time, McCaskey.
I don't like that, Kroenke. Well, that's Larry's with George. I need a Kleenex. Go Bears. Yeah.
Thank you for that exclusive content again, George. Appreciate it. Mom's pissed. It's going to get worse. Let me just promise you, it's going to get worse.
I was wondering what Dick Butkus and Mom were thinking at SoFi Stadium. Dick didn't want the camera on him. He was already angry. You could see through the mask. His head was going to explode watching this defense. His head was going to explode.
It's brutal.
You saw him, right? And then they put the camera on Virginia and just like, I know, she's just like, again, I flew all the way out here. Dude, again.
How about she's 98 years old? Looks amazing.
Yeah.
And from what I hear, sharp as a tack. And she's going to get on that plane. They're going to land at 4:30 in the morning or whatever time it is. And she's right there with him.
She just can't be happy with all this. I mean, again, you're running it back with Nagy and with Pace, and then you have this effort. Again, I say effort because at least they were on the field, but just 34-14 on the national stage. Same old with the Bears offense, except for a couple of positive wrinkles, but ultimately it's the same thing we've seen, a loss at the end of the day.
Embarrassing last night, folks. I know that I speak for many of you. Jonathan speaks for many of you. You get excited for football season. One city, one team. It's not, well, I'm a Cub fan, I'm a Sox fan, I'm a Bulls fan, I'm not a hockey guy, or I am a hockey guy. It's the Bears.
Nothing galvanizes a city like the Bears.
Correct.
And you wait all summer for this, and then you get game one, and it looks like that. Flat as a pancake, offensively and defensively, even worse.
Like I love that the Packers got destroyed last night. Loved it. They have Aaron Rodgers, the defending MVP. They got Devontae Adams. They're going to get Bakhtiari. They've got a really good team. Guess what? They got crushed, and it's awesome. Loved it. Our team sucks. Shot, no shot in 2 minutes.